Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ding, ding.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
And that's the bottom line.
Check it out.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
There is no other. There is no equal.
And all American, they're going to sit.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
That's right, because Mother Nature hates me. And good afternoon and welcome to the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown. Overcast, 49 degrees. We get penalized, Kenny, for having one nice day outside.
Yeah, yesterday you woke up, it was fantabulous. Beautiful. Outside. You walk the dog two or three times, you mow the lawn, whatever, and then today you got to get your blankets out, heating pads out, hoodies out, and all that stuff.
How'd you know I mowed? Who told you?
Dude, if it's above 60 degrees, you're mowing your lawn.
I broke it out, man.
That's just my you know, natural instinct to think that.
Not only does Mother Nature hate me, my neighbors hate me too. Oh, there he goes again. Can't wait. You know, you got to get out of the house.
You're Lisa that had wacky neighbor over. That loves to mow his
Either
lawn.
That or I'm smart. Crazy like a fox. Lisa had her niece over yesterday celebrating a birthday or whatever. I'm like, right. Let me get out here and mow a little bit. Well, you should have seen me too. Do you remember Big Chuck and Houlihan? Big Chuck and Little John?
Yeah, yeah. One guy was real big. The other guy was real little.
Stosh. Yeah. His name was Stosh. He was a certain ethnic. He would do everything. You know, whether or not they would do something in their block or something in their house. They were always working on something.
Okay.
That is me.
Gotcha.
White tube socks, pants that were too short, black shoes. I had a windbreaker on, and nothing matched.
Did you have your Rooster's boots on yesterday?
Or I did
no,
not.
When you were mowing
I
you did not wear them this time.
No.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if that was part of the normal attire that you wear.
I should have.
Your lawn.
Hey, when I was done, I was so green, I looked like the Green Giant. The grass is still a little bit damp, and I thought, all right, I'm going to get a jump on this thing. I'm going to do
right,
it.
Right.
But it's still really moist. And every time you would try to mow and bag it, it would get clogged. So I'd go one stripe, unclog. I mean, it took me hours, but it looks great today.
Yeah, instead of you being the guy that says, get off my lawn,
oh, no.
You're the guy that says, I'm going to mow
That's right.
my
I'm
lawn
mowing.
Today.
I would be. No. I would be the get off my lawn guy. If my neighbors wouldn't have built a hate fence, I'd have kicked their kids off it every day. Their kids can't get out of their lawn. Thanks. You know what? Maybe I like the hate fence.
The hate fence, yeah. It saves you, right?
All
Keeps
my
your
neighbors
lawn from being trampled on.
Put a fence in to keep me out, but to keep Mother Nature in. Thank you. I appreciate you.
So what do you do with the excess grass? Do you just dispose
dump's
of it?
Open. The dump's open.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. See, they know. If the dump's open, people are supposed to be mowing their lawn.
They probably hate me, too. Better open up the dump. JT's about to mow his yard again.
Hey, can we charge him every time he comes here?
Take advantage of it. There's a yearly rate in Plain Township, and if you don't have a card, you cannot use the landfill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There
Real
you
deal.
Go. You've got it all mapped out. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Matt Ellis makes your lawn even grow faster, I've got
to Hasn't been there yet. I did see him the other day. He was ducking me.
What do you mean he was ducking you? He was staying away from you?
You realize they no longer cut grass. They treat your lawn. They don't cut anymore.
It's okay. That leaves it up to you. Guys like you who love to mow their lawn, you get to do it more often.
Here's the beautiful thing about Grassmaster. And you can check them out online at thegrassmaster.com. They now have not only do they have different programs.
Yeah.
He researched this stuff, and he's got like a degree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, not oh, yeah. This is new. They've got a new product they rolled out this year that they've never done before. It's like ergonomic. It's unbelievable. Leaves all other competition in the dust. Yes.
Wow.
They do a flea and tick program as well.
Okay.
And they've done all kinds of different testing on what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, everybody's worried about chemicals on their lawn and this and that. You got to check them out. It's 1-888-GREENER. Check them out.
Yeah, Grassmaster. You know what? I've been here, 10 years? They've been with us for most of those 10 years, right? And Matt Ellis, he gives back to the community and everything like that. Always see him at football games and all of that. And he does a great job. And they've been doing it for so many years. It doesn't surprise me that he's taking it to the next
level. That's right. It's not some kid down the street with a spreader trying to put fertilizer on your lawn. These guys know what they're doing.
They have trucks and everything.
That's right. Better have a
treat out here in Medina. I see their trucks out this way all the time, man. Yeah. Based out of Canal Fulton and everything. So the best in the business. Where take advantage of it.
Was he at Roosters? Where did we see him? I just saw him somewhere.
I don't remember seeing him at Roosters because I didn't say hi, and that
maybe
would have been rude.
It was St. Patty's Day then.
Okay. All right. Well, green and green, St. Patty's Day, green grass. There's Matt Ellis.
The days are all starting to run together now. This is a sign of old age. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Yeah, very, very much so. Very, very much so. Hey, what about the Cavaliers last night? What? And I have not heard this yet. And I saw what happened, and I want to hear it. And I tweeted this out. You hate him if he's playing against you. You love him when he's on your team. Supposedly, and you tell me, I didn't watch it. Marcus Morris levels some dude, gets kicked out of the game, but it turned the game around for the Cavaliers, supposedly.
They let that team hang with them, as they always do. They play up and down to the level of the competition. I don't know if that was really the turning point or the Cavaliers just got hot, because all of a sudden in the first quarter, they couldn't knock down any threes. And as they like to play, they started to hit them in the second quarter, third quarter. They pull away, but I'm telling you, man, talk about being a curmudgeon and an old guy watching a game like that. I'm still upset, and I don't care how many points he scores me. I've got a problem right now with Evan Mobley. Now, it's probably just me. He scores you, 17 last night? But he took a three, Kenny, and I mean to tell you, it was like when you and I, a couple of years ago when the Charge were still playing at the Civic Center, and you and I got out there for something, and we were trying to hit threes, and we couldn't do it, and everything came up short.
Yep.
Dude, he shot an air ball. You're an NBA player. I'm sorry. I got a problem.
Now, here's my thing. If that would have been Max Strus, or that would have been Donovan Mitchell who shot an air ball, then I would have been like, damn, that's nasty. He's still learning how to shoot threes, man. Yeah. He's not, as many times as he hoists it in practice, it's not the same as in a game.
Yeah.
So do you want him to shoot those, first of all? Do you want him to shoot threes? Oh,
no.
I was going to say.
No, because you know what? If he's going to shoot one a game and it's going to look like that, or sometimes it's going to go in, it's still going to be the no, great shot. It's never like, hey, you're open, take that shot. It's not part of his game.
He's trying to make it part of his game, and the only way he can make it part of his game is if he does it in an actual game.
Yeah,
it's not the same as doing it in practice. And here's the way I'll look at this. In a close game in the playoffs,
there you go.
He's not shooting that, right? He's not. But in a regular season game against one of the worst teams in the league, I'm okay with him hoisting a few threes to see if he can better his game all the way around.
You know who Evan Mobley is?
Who is he?
He's alley-oop guy. I mean, that's all he is. I mean, you throw it up, he dunks it. He gets you a block here and there. He's a good defensive player. He's not great.
Yes.
Shouldn't he be, like, challenging to be an all-star by year three in the NBA?
Well, he did make all NBA first-team defense last year. So that's his calling card.
You know why?
You're right. He's that pick and roll lob guy. Let's lob it at the hoop and he dunks it. Yeah.
He's all NBA defensive team because nobody plays defense in that league. I want to see more. I expect more.
I'm reading the story here on ESPN.com, and it says, Cavs forward Marcus Morris Sr. ejected from Monday night's win over the Hornets after he threw a high elbow that flattened Charlotte center Nick Richards. With the Cavs getting off to a slow start, Morris delivered a blow to Richards' jaw midway through the second quarter, earning him a flagrant two. Mm-hmm. He was ejected. The Cavaliers, it sparked the Cavaliers as they ended up leading at halftime by 14 points.
Yeah, it's the first time in a Cavaliers game that somebody got hit in the face that wasn't named Darius Garland.
Brian, do you have the Marcus Morris soundbite? We'll get to the highlights in a second. I think this is the story of last night's game. Because what have we said about the Cavaliers? They're soft. They're a finesse team. They need somebody to throw an elbow or mix it up a little bit. And Tristan Thompson does that a little bit. But this guy is known for this crap. Like I said, when he used to do it against us, I'd get pissed off. I hated him. Now he's on the Cavaliers with the wine and gold. You love him because, hey, he's won them two games basically, right? He hit a bunch of threes, and then he throws an elbow, and that's two wins, and they have trouble winning games right now. So let's hear from Marcus Morris on getting ejected after throwing that forearm elbow, whatever it was.
Like I told the player, like I wasn't trying to like hurt him. I'm just being physical. And, you know, last couple games I laid up, a couple players out, it just didn't go the same way. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, set the tone, man. You're rolling down the paint, catching live, you know, you're trying to stop that type of.
You've been in this league long enough to know when a team is kind of going through a little tough spot.
Yeah.
Does it kind of feel that way, and is that why you felt like you maybe needed to?
No, I wouldn't say that part, but, you know, I just think, you know, it's been a lot of games, a lot of grueling games, so I just wanted to, like, just toughen this up, man. Just, like, step in front of it and, you know what I'm saying, like, listen, this is what is going to be expected moving forward, and not just for today, you know what I'm saying? Like, start setting the precedent, like, we going into the playoffs, like, and we're not just about to have anybody coming in here doing what they want to do, so. No, that was just my point. It was just kind of like a message, but, you know, unfortunately, like I said, I wanted to play the game. I didn't want it thrown up. I definitely wanted to, you know, put a little lick on it.
What did you think of the way the rest of the team responded after that, even if it was an unintended result?
I'm happy the way he responded, you know, and I was just, like I said, man, I was just trying to set the tone, man. Like, we were struggling a little bit earlier, you know what I mean? Obviously, our defense as well, but, like, you know, I'm trying to implement that no dunk rule and all that type of going forward. Like, we're going to
need
that.
Kenny, I'm going to cut this off. He starts getting
repetitive. In the East, and a lot of tough guys and a lot of tough games coming up. So, I mean, I just want to, like, just keep showing it, man. Just keep doing it and keep being tough and just keep, you know what I mean, keep setting the tempo, setting the tone.
I like it, man. Mm-hmm. They need that, right? I wanted to put a little lick on him. Set the tone. He cussed a couple of times, too. That crap ain't happening with him out there. Nobody getting easy lob dunks and coming down the lane. They needed that, man. This is a soft team. Yeah, they don't like to hear that word, but it's a very, very soft team.
They're not that soft. George Niang took care. No, they're not. You don't watch them on a nightly basis. I do. They're not taking crap from anybody. They just play a weird style of basketball.
When they're soft, man.
They're not soft. George Niang, he levels people on a nightly basis. If you watch the games, you'll see. The difference.
Has he been thrown out? Has he gotten a technical recently?
Has he been thrown out of the game? Absolutely, I mean, he's gotten technical.
Not to the tune of what I saw yesterday. That's the first time in years I've seen a Cavalier player do what Marcus Morris did.
But nobody
did
would
yesterday.
Mix it up at all, and he doesn't take any crap from anybody. Neither does Donovan Mitchell when he's playing. Problem is they're not healthy, and they play a weird style of basketball. It kind of goes back into the isolation ball of yesterday when we used to have LeBron James here. When the ball moves, the team scores. But when the team gets complacent, they play like crap, and they play up and down to the level of the competition. And, yeah, you know, they're going to fluff off the night in Miami and say it happens once a year, blah, blah, blah. Okay, does it happen once a year down the stretch when there's only 10 or 11 games left? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, my concern
the Boston Celtics lost yesterday. They had a 30-point lead yesterday. Are they soft?
Yes, they are. What have I said about the Cavaliers? They match up well, I think, with the Celtics because they're a soft finesse team, more so than Miami, more so than Philadelphia, and a lot of teams out west. That's why I think the Cavaliers match up well, because that is a finesse three-point shooting team.
I don't know.
I don't see the Celtics as a physical, aggressive, knock-you-on-your-ass team if you come down the paint. I just don't see, and that's why I wonder, can they get it done? They have the best record in the league. They blew a 30-point lead at Atlanta, who did not have Trae Young yesterday.
Right.
And that's that. And the mentality, the toughness upstairs, too. Mm-hmm. Do the Celtics have that, and do they have the right coach to lead them there? That's a concern for me.
They lost a big lead against the Cavaliers. Cavaliers came back and beat them a couple of weeks ago. This league, no lead is safe. And it's what we're seeing in the NCAA tournament. When a team like UConn gets up on somebody, they just put it on them. They don't look back. And for whatever reason, you know, with so many threes being taken in this league, I think your idea of being a tough team and the old bad boys in Detroit or whatever they were called, those days are gone, man. I don't know that anybody can truly be as dominant, as physical as you might want to think. The difference in domination in basketball in the NBA is out hustling your opponent. You don't have to put a shoulder into him. You don't have to put an elbow to the face or anything. What we're seeing is what we saw last year against the Knicks. Offensive rebounds, second chance putbacks that the Cavaliers weren't getting into the 50-50 balls. That's the difference with this team. You want to call them soft, that's fine. But you know what? As far as being physical, I don't know if anybody's physical anymore.
The teams that give us trouble are the most physical teams. The New York Knicks, the Miami Heat, who else? Philadelphia. There's three teams right there that play a physical brand of basketball, and I'm willing to bet we have a losing record against all three of those teams. That I don't know off the top of my head, but just thinking back to the games that have been played this year, and I know what happened in the playoffs last year with the Knicks. Those are the three most physical teams in the Eastern Conference. Boston is not. Milwaukee, you know what? Milwaukee got a little bit more physical with the addition of
Drew Holiday.
Who did they pick up? Drew Holiday, right? That's who they got. I'm sorry. No. They added Milwaukee added Marcus Smart. Yeah, so I'm going in the opposite direction. They are not as physical because, you look at Milwaukee and, they missed Drew Holiday. And that was a dude on the perimeter that was just nasty after you. And so from that standpoint, I think the Knicks and I do not want to see the Knicks or Miami in the first round of the playoffs for the Cavaliers because I think they would lose that series.
They're shooting threes, nobody in the world beats them. But then again, if they push them out, you're right. Your idea of physical, my idea of physicality are two different things because, again, I don't see anybody getting beat down to what we saw yesterday on a regular basis. But, yes, when they're moving the guys out and they're taking shots that they're not comfortable with, and that's all we rely on is three-point shooting, yeah, you're going to lose those games. Again, my idea of being physical is being able to get to the boards and not give up second chance points. And that's what we did like crazy against the Knicks last year.
Yeah, and you brought this out to me when we were at the game sitting next to Tim Alcorn when they started double-teaming who? Darius Garland, right? What did they do? He ended up having to pass the ball near half court. That's how far out they pushed him when they got physical with him.
And he takes everything so he lollygags. I mean, he walks the ball up the court. He's never in that second gear where you're going to find a guy open or catch the defense off guard. He gives the defense every opportunity to get back and get position on him because they roll the ball up, not going to start the shot clock, not going to start. I can't stand that. There's only one, in my opinion, one time of a game where that works, and that's when there's not a lot of time left in a game. Not in the first quarter. Come on.
I'm with you 100%. And here's what I was told on that, because it drives me nuts as well. That allows us to have more time on the shot clock to start our offense if we can roll it up to half court because the clock doesn't start, and therefore we haven't wasted 4 or 5 seconds in our half-court offense. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, guess
just
what?
Dribble the basketball up, and then guess what? Get into your offense a little quicker instead of dribbling the air out of the basketball.
Absolutely. And that's the problem that this offense has against the better teams. When they're dribbling like crazy, and when you have to rely on Caris LeVert and don't have Donovan Mitchell, it really shows. And did you see? Well, you didn't see. But last night, Darius Garland passes off to Caris LeVert. So Caris LeVert is basically the one last night.
Yeah.
What the hell is that for?
Well, that's to take the pressure off of Darius Garland without Donovan Mitchell on the roster.
You know what it shows me?
What?
Neither one of them have good handles. Because I think, in my mind, I could be wrong, isn't your one supposed to handle the rock?
Yeah.
All right, well, there it is.
Yeah. But
they both dribble too much.
Oh, God. The stanky leg, and dribble the air out of the bat, however you want to phrase it. It's awful. And you know what? We harp on it because we see it a lot with the Cavs, but a lot of teams do that. You know that?
Probably.
It's not just the Cavaliers. It's an NBA thing where, okay, we're going to set up the pick and roll, and we're going to set it up so we get the switch that we want, and therefore the lesser defender then will guard the guy that we want to have the basketball, and we'll let him go one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 3 seconds left on the shot clock, and you have to hoist something up that's a crappy shot.
Yeah.
You know, so, but they did get the win last night, and they needed it. I know Charlotte sucks. They're terrible.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's better than losing to the Charlotte Hornets last night. Like you said, the Celtics ended up losing to the Hawks.
You know what sucks?
What?
We have the Hornets again tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I say it sucks for the mere reason that if you don't put that team away like you're supposed to again, you got problems.
Yeah. They won convincing, what was it, 115-92 last night, right?
Pulled away in the second. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, I'm watching this game and I'm screaming. I mean, that team held with us. They had the lead a couple of times. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. That's why Marcus Morris did what he did, man. He wanted to get his teammates.
Maybe.
You know what? Here's what I'll and not at the same level, okay, but similar to. Have you seen the video of the redeem team in the Olympics when the Team USA was going up against Paul Gasol's team?
Yeah.
And Kobe Bryant told every player before the game on his team, he said, I know what they're going to run on their very first play. Mm-hmm. Paul Gasol's going to set this pick. I'm going to knock him on his ass. And they're like, yeah, whatever, okay. And sure enough, they run this play, and Kobe's on defense, and he comes over and made no attempt on defense whatsoever. He just threw a forearm shiver into the chest of Paul Gasol, knocked him flying, and it got the attention of all the players on the team. And I think that may have been what happened yesterday with the Cavaliers.
I think there was a lot more on the line in that game than there was last night. Again, it could just be a guy that plays that way. Some people would call him a dirty player if he's on another team. He's on ours. Like you said, we love a guy that plays like that. I don't know if that's the case. But again, the thing that I see is the fact that the Cavaliers on today's game, you know, usually you would come back the next day and say, okay, you're an 11.5-point favorite. You covered the spread convincingly. I should be happy. But from what I've seen the last 2 weeks, I'm not happy with that performance last night. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't argue with you, man, because I was following it online because I was watching last night. I watched Caitlin Clark in Iowa. That I figured the Cavaliers were going to blow out Charlotte.
Her dad yelling at her again?
No, but they showed him enough times. And you talk about a physical game.
Yeah.
West Virginia beat the heck out of her and her teammates. That's the only way they could beat Iowa, and they were in it with 2 minutes to go. It was a tie ball game, by the way. Iowa, 25 of 30 free throws. West Virginia, 3 of 5.
That's fair.
You don't think they wanted Caitlin Clark into the Sweet 16 and beyond?
Yeah,
30 free throw attempts yesterday by Iowa, 5 by West Virginia. Iowa ended up winning by 10 points.
That's amazing.
But that's what I was watching yesterday.
She was fouled so much, you would think that Jontay Porter had money on that game. You know who that guy is, don't you?
Jontay Porter?
He's the guy from the Raptors that's being investigated by the NBA because supposedly, allegedly, he fixed the over-under in a Raptors game not once but twice. So all of Vegas, you know how he gets caught. Vegas looks at it and says, hey, wait a minute, here's a two-way player. Now all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever it was coming in on the under of like 7.5 points. So this guy fakes an injury in like 3 minutes. He's out of the game.
No, it went further than that. It was the under on his own personal stats.
Right.
That's what
7.5 points.
So,
yes.
7.5 points. I thought you meant team points.
No.
7.5 points, rebounds, and 3-pointers made. And so he plays the game to technically play the game, right? He's in the box score. And then he had, what, an eye injury the one time and something else. And so he left the game early both times. And all of his unders, whatever they were in the prop bets, all of them hit if you bet on it. Unreal, man.
I'm surprised you didn't have money on that.
Had I known about it, I would, you know.
Other big news of the day we'll get into a little bit later on today is the Pro Football Hall of Fame game has been set for August 1st. It will be the Chicago Bears taking on C.J. Stroud. Well, at least he'll be there. The Houston Texans.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.